Welcome to More Midrash. I'm Rabbi Jay Levine. In this week's Parasha Vayigash, we begin with Judah approaching Joseph. It's a time of danger for their brother Benjamin, and at this moment, Judah still doesn't know that this Egyptian official is actually his brother. Here is our Midrash from Bereishit Rabbah 93:4. Davar Acher, another interpretation. Then Judah approached Joseph. It is written in Proverbs 25, counsel is like deep waters in the heart of a person, and a person of understanding will draw them forth. A parable to a deep well filled with cold water. Its water was cool and good, but no creature was able to drink from it. Then someone came and tied a rope to a rope, and a string to a string, and a cord to a cord, and drew from the well and drank. Everyone started drawing from it and drinking. Similarly, Judah did not cease responding to Joseph point by point until he learned what was in his heart. I find this short midrash so beautiful. It comments on a critical moment in the book of Genesis when Benjamin is in peril from Joseph, the Egyptian official. How will the rest of the brothers respond? Will they demonstrate their growth and protect their younger sibling? Or will they revert to old patterns and doom him like they intended to do to Joseph? In this moment, Judah steps up. He steps forward into responsibility and becomes a worthy hero in this complex tale. He confronts danger, wins over his estranged brother, and saves the day for his whole family. Joseph and Judah are arguably the two protagonists of the final arc in Genesis. We can learn from their differences. Joseph might be considered the talented prodigy who develops a keen understanding of dreams, administration, and power. He is the visionary who sees the future and how to get there. Judah, on the other hand, is just a brother, not the oldest nor the youngest. His contribution to the story involves humility and courage. Recognition and confrontation are key traits he learned from Tamar in Genesis 38, where his mistreatment of his daughter-in-law leads to the first human acknowledgement of error in the Torah. In Genesis 44, verse 18, Judah channels Tamar in confronting Joseph. Our Midrash gives us a detailed and poetic account of what it means to approach someone else in the spirit that Judah does. It does so first through another biblical verse, then a parable, and finally by directly spelling out Judah's manner of approach. Proverbs 20, verse 5 sets the stage for this interpretation. Here's the Hebrew. Mayim amukim etza belev ish, ve'ish tevuna yidlena. Deep waters are the counsel in the heart of a person, and a person of understanding or comprehension will be able to draw them forth. I must admit that I don't recall ever reading this proverb before, but it has vaulted into my collection of favorites, along with Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19, which similarly involves water imagery and discerning relational comprehension. It's a beautiful proverb. I encourage you to go Google it. Deep internal waters often signify what we've come to call the subconscious, what we know that flows beneath what we are aware of knowing. The proverb suggests that every human possesses deep counsel, and what makes one wise is the ability to draw it up from the subconscious so that we can be guided by it. Parker Palmer would refer to this as listening to the inner teacher. It is also possible here that there are two people in the proverb, one who is trying to access inner wisdom and another who has the skills to assist. Or that one needs to help another see the first one's inner counsel. This is the direction the Midrash moves with its parable. There is a deep well filled with cold water, presumably meaning it is good and refreshing to drink. But it is too deep to access, so no creature can enjoy it. Someone else comes along and has the ingenuity to create a long rope that allows access to the cool water. And once that person creates the connection, everyone can draw on the water and slake their thirst. This parable develops the proverb by suggesting that wisdom is not simply for the person who holds it, but necessary for all beings. Relating the parable back to the biblical context, we can see that the Midrash suggests Judah's approach was not a political and pragmatic choice, nor even an emotional and vulnerable appeal, but an even deeper spiritual invitation. Like the person in the parable who ties together lengths of cord until they reach the depths of the well, Judah engages Joseph in a conversation, creating a spiritual deepening point by point, until suddenly he stood on his heart. Who stood on whose heart? It seems as if Judah has developed his own inner awareness to such an extent that he can offer spiritual insight, nourishment, and honesty to another, in this case Joseph. And because Joseph comes to know Judah's heart on this level, his own heart shifts and responds. This is the moment of forgiveness, of clarity, and of reconnection. Now, the Midrash gives us no clues as to how to practice Judah's approach. But perhaps if we ponder our own experiences of real connection to another human being and to our own inner loving wisdom, we may be reminded that such depths exist, that such connection is possible and transformative, and that we can choose to be bravely vulnerable like Judah and open to witnessing like Joseph. I read this Midrash as a meta-statement as well about the process of reading sacred text. There are depths of insight and nourishment in the texts, and we need to drink them in to internalize their messages. One goal of studying Midrash is learning how to tie cords together to access deep waters. And we can see the process at work in many Midrashim. In this one, tying a proverb to a parable to a direct interpretive comment on the verse at hand. One after the other, we connect piece by piece until what we are connecting to is the vast ocean of wisdom within sacred text and within sacred self. That's it for this week. I'll look forward to joining you again next week for more Midrash. I'm Rabbi Jay Levine, serving the wonderful community of Temple Isaiah in Lafayette, California. I want to thank the enthusiastic and insightful attendees of my Midrash class who sharpen my thinking and lift my spirits. If you want to share your thoughts on the content or format of this podcast, which is currently in beta testing mode, please send an email to rabbijlevine@gmail.com. And if you love it already and you'd like to add a 5-star review on iTunes, I'd be very grateful. Next week, there'll be more Midrash.